You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Bakit ako? All right? Why me? And we normally ask this question when we encounter the deadly disease. Alam niyo ba yun? There are three deadly disease: death, disaster, and diseases. All right, disaster maybe in the career or natural calamity and all that, maybe in your school, in your businesses. And normally when we go through these kinds of trials and suffering, tinatanong natin, bakit ako? All right? Bakit hindi na lang yung magandang katabi ko? All right? Bakit hindi na lang yung poging katabi ko? And this is a very, very common question, okay, in our lives. Sino ba dito naitanong nyo na to? Bakit ako? Ba't ang gwapo ko? Diba? Ba't ang ganda nila? Alright? So, this is what we're going to talk about. And normally, okay, suffering is really real. Totoo po siya. Ito po yung pinag-aralan natin last week, diba? Suffering, it is for real. In fact, nung pinanganak ka, meron ng suffering. Diba? Naghihirap yung nanay mo para ilabas ka, yung tatay mo, masakit ang kanyang bulsa. Kasi kailangan niya bayaran yung pag-hospital. And then at the same time, kapag ka namatay ka, wag naman mamaya, alright? So, pag namatay ka, there will be suffering. So from the day you're born to the day you're gonna die, there will be suffering, and somewhere in between, there will be suffering. So it is for real. In fact, there are only two situations with regards to suffering. Either you are suffering now, or you will suffer later. That's for real. Alright? Sabi nga nila, you are either in the storm, or you're headed into the storm. That's why this topic is very relevant for all of us. I don't care what your situation may be, but someday, okay, all of us would have to suffer. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, magsasuffer ka. Sabihin mo sa kanya, ikaw rin, alright? Parehas tayo, both of us will suffer. It is for real. Not only that, suffering is for all, including the righteous. Alright? Including the righteous, all of us will suffer. Ito po yung nagre-reveal lang po tayo, okay? No one is exempted, everybody suffers. Alright? Kasi minsan meron tayong protective bubble. Di ba? Meron kang bubble. Everywhere you go, you feel like you're invincible. You feel like nothing will go wrong in your life. Okay? Sabi nga ni Pastor Mark, you have your best life now. Okay? But suddenly when God would burst your bubble, di ba? Yun na. Okay? And sometimes you are caught off guard. Yata alam ko anong gagawin natin. Okay? But suffering is for all. Now the question is, why suffer? Di ba? Bakit kailangan mag-suffer? Diba, naitanong niyo ba yun? Yes. Diba, why me? Why suffer? Diba, why not breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Diba, why suffer? Diba, minsan yung... Uy, grabe, naintindihan ng iba, right? Iba talaga, alright? Nakuha rin, diba? Mamaya, maintindihan niyo dyan. Gusto niyo ba ng translation? Alright? Diba, why suffer? Diba, minsan talaga, yung suffering, diba, tagus sa buto. Diba, tagos sa dibdib, sagad sa budo, diba, max to the bones. Diba, hindi ako nagpa-promote, alright? But ganun, diba, sagad to the bones yung sakit, diba, nag-break up kayo ng girlfriend mo, ng boyfriend mo, diba, you lose someone, diba, nawala yung aso mo, hagulgul ka talaga. Diba, all of your life you spent taking care of your dog. Si Pastor Donnie pala, sorry, okay, may ingay, ah. Alright, so, diba, so, it is for real. Sino ba dito hindi pa kayo nagsasuffer? Ako hindi pa, mamaya. Okay, after the preaching, magsasuffer ako. But all of us, okay, we face suffering. Why suffer? So ito yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. Okay, week 2, reasons for suffering. And there are a lot of reasons why people suffer. It's because of, probably, some would suffer dahil sa kasalanan. Tama po ba? Halimbawa, sa mag-asawa, naging unfaithful yung isa, may kulasisi, may kabet, nahuli. Diba, that would cause suffering. Tama po ba? Between the husband and the wife. But not only that. Hindi lang sila yung magsasuffer. Okay, yung mga anak nila and their families would actually suffer. So it's not only because of personal sin why people suffer, because of other people's sin. Diba? Kaya tayo naghihirap ngayon kasi yung pera natin, saan na pupunta? Diba? So, because of other people's sins, we are now suffering. Not only that, diba? A mistaken decision. Diba? Unhealthy lifestyle, unhealthy diet. Diba? Ang paborito mong pagkain, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, sinigang. Okay, at sa sinigang na baboy, ang pinakagusto mo yung taba. Alam mo yung pag inalog mo yung taba, parang jelly. Nai-imagine nyo, di ba? Tapos pag sinipsip mo siya, di ba? Wow, smooth na smooth. Kaya ngayon, ang problema mo, meron kang heart disease. Clogged veins and arteries. Di ba? So, because of the mistakes and decisions, tayo po ay nagsasuffer. Not only that, Because people refuse to take precautions. Di ba sinabi na huwag magda-drive habang nagte-text? Or nagte-text habang nagda-drive, right? Di ba? So because of that, people do suffer. Unavoidable disaster, suffering for righteousness because you stand up for what is right. Di ba in your office, you refuse to sign that God is not dead? Alright? Oh, advanced screening kami kahapon dito, di ba? You stand up for what is right. You got persecuted. Nagsasuffer ka. Or suffering, sometimes, is because you're being tested. Di ba? Tinetest ka ni Lord. Okay? So there are a lot of kinds and reasons why people are suffering. But you know what? Interestingly, on the book of Job, Job's suffering and Job's reason for suffering is unknown. Alright? Hindi alam at hindi malalaman ni Job ever hanggang pagdating natin sa chapter 42. Okay, that would be next week. He would not know why he is suffering. Okay? Hindi niya alam kung bakit siya nagsasuffer. Okay? In fact, okay, the pain, okay, is beyond his human capability to endure. Diba? Grabe kasi yung nangyari kay Job. And because of that, he asked the question, why? Diba? Bakit? Okay, and in fact, in our text today, okay, can we just stand up on our feet? Okay, as we read our text, Job 3, 11 to 12, 16, then 22, 20 to 22, no? Ito yung text natin. And it says here, okay, and this is the expression of Job when he was suffering. Okay, sabi niya rito, why did I not die at birth? Okay, come out from the womb and expire. Okay, why did the knees receive me and why the breast that I should nurse? Or why was I not as a hidden stillborn child, as infants who never see the light? Why is light given to him who is in misery and life to the bitter in soul? Who long for death but it comes not, or dig for it more for hidden treasures? Who rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they find the grave? Let's just pray, Lord. Lord, we just pray, God, that you help us understand. Or Lord, even if we would not understand, Lord, help us to trust you in the midst of suffering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may now take your seat. You know what? Diba, grabe itong expression na to. Actually, Job cursed the day he was born. He even said that, diba, sana hindi nila ako pinanganak. Okay, hindi lang sa sana hindi na ako pinanganak, sana mamatay na ako. Diba? When you're suffering, diba minsan, sounds family yan, nasasabi natin yan, Lord, diba, bakit pa ako pinanganak? Diba, sana mamatay na lang ako. Okay, it is an expression of misery and sorrow. Job was so tired, diba, pagod na siya, and bakit hindi? He had lost all his properties. Diba, ang yaman ni Job, he was the greatest man, okay, in the east. But then, a snap of a finger, just like that, in one day, di ba, lahat ng properties niya, okay, lahat niyang camels niya, lahat ng livestock niya, lahat ng properties niya, it was all gone. Okay, and who would not have sorrow and misery at that time? Okay, yung mga anak niya, okay, the child, okay, that he tenderly cared, okay, and grow. Di ba, yung mga anak na pinaghirapan niya, okay, patapusin ng school, di ba, na tinuruan niya na magagandang asal. Okay, the same day that he lost his properties, his child was also taken. Children was also taken away from him. But then not only that. Okay, hindi lang doon. In chapter 2, okay, he has sickness all over his body. Okay? Ang description doon, okay, he was stricken by sore boils from head to foot. Okay, so, inalam ko, ano ba ibig sabihin ng boils? Okay, in Job 2:7, okay, pigsa, alright? Pero, ito yung description, okay? Kaya umalis si Satanas sa harapan ni Yahweh at tinadtad, alright? Tinadtad ng nagnanaknak na sugat ang buo nitong katawan mula ulo hanggang talampakan. You didn't only lose your properties, you didn't only lose your children, from head to foot, yan ang nangyari sa kanya. Okay, in fact, yung mga kaibigan ni Job, when they visited Job, alright, hindi na niya makilala. Hindi makilala si Job because of all the sores. Okay, ang sabi dito, okay, in kay Job 3, 12 to 13. Okay, malayo pa sila, nakita na nila si Job. Okay, so they saw Job from a distance. Ngunit hindi nila ito nakilala. Hindi malabo mata nila. Okay, but simply because nang makilala nila ito, hindi nila mapigilang umiyak ng malakas. And why? Okay, 7 araw at 7 gabi silang naupo sa lupa kasama si Job. Ngunit hindi nila ito pinagsabihan ng kahit ano sapagkat nakikita nilang hirap na ito sa kanyang kalagayan. And who would not blurt out, Okay, expressions. Lord, sana mamatay na lang ako ngayon. Lord, sana hindi na lang ako pinanganak. Why? Because of all these miseries that he was facing at that particular time. Who would not say, Lord, di ba? Kunin mo na ako ngayon. Kung pwedeng ilibing ako ng buhay, ilibing mo na ako. And that's why Job was asking a lot of questions. Di ba? Why? 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 Okay? And, di ba? Isipin mo kung sa'yo nangyari yun. You might have said, okay, far more. Okay, explicit expression probably to God. Okay, but you know what? In spite of all this, Job didn't sin against God. Okay, he was still upright. Okay? Yes, Job cursed the day he was born, but in a prolonged pain and agony, Job was merely asking God, why? Bakit, Lord? Bakit nangyayari ito sa buhay ko? Okay, and then his friends, okay, they're actually very good friends. Okay, until they spoke. Okay? Okay na sana yung mga kaibigan niya. Okay, those three friends, okay na sana. Okay na nandun sila kasama si Job. They just sat with Job, okay, for 7 days. They were just sitting, they were just being with Job. But then nung nagsalita na sila, that's where the problems came in. Alright? Okay, ito yung sabi nila. Okay, his friends who cared for him answered, and this is the summary of their answer. Okay, they said, okay, that the reason why Job was suffering is because of sin. Okay, Job, kaya ka nang gaganito dahil may kasalanan kang ginawa. Iyon ang sabi nila. Okay. Sabi nila, kasalanan daw ang dahilan ng suffering ni Job. Job 11, 13 to 15. If you prepare your heart, okay, you will stretch out your hands towards him. If iniquity is in your hand, put it far away. Okay, not only that, and let not injustice dwell in your tent. Surely then, you will lift up your face without blemish, and you will be secured and will not fear. Okay, sabi daw ng mga kaibigan ni Job, the reason why he was suffering, it's because of sin. But we all know, okay, Job was an upright man. He was blameless. Okay, and then the question is, do all suffering come as a result of sin? Diba? Not at all. Okay, not at all. Okay, not all suffering is caused by sin. Hindi lahat ng suffering. It is not caused by sin. Hindi po lahat. Okay, and the life of Job, diba, he was upright, he was blameless. Job 2:10 said, in all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Amazing. Right? Of all the things that he was encountering, of all the things na nangyayari sa buhay niya, Job did not sin with his lips. Okay? But then all the more, not knowing the reason why he was suffering, all the more it intensified, okay, the sorrow in Job's heart. Okay, as far as he knew, he had walked uprightly before God. Nakakita ka ba ng tao ng walang sala? Hindi siya nagkakamali, walang sala. You know what? Most probably, ang taong walang sala, walang sofa. Right? Walang sofa yan, right? Kasi wala silang sala. Right? So suffering is not always a cause. Okay, of a personal sin. Okay, so when you know that you have not done any personal sin, di ba? Pagka nagsasuffer ka ngayon, alam mo na hindi yun kasalanan, di ba? Don't feel guilty about it. Okay, because it will just add to your pain and suffering. Di ba? Nag-review ka naman, nag-aaral ka, di ba? 6 months ka nag-aaral for the board exam, pero hindi ka pumasa. Di ba? We don't know why. Okay? Or you made a wrong decision kung saan, di ba, maling lokasyon yung business mo tapos nalugi ka. But it's not a cause of a personal sin. Okay? You prepare all the necessary documents, pero yung visa mo got denied. Diba? Nag-train ka naman. Okay? Maganda naman yung resume mo, pero hindi ka natanggap. Wala ka pa rin yung trabaho. Diba? Don't blame yourself. Okay? Not all suffering is caused by sin. But then at the same time, when we see people suffering, diba, let's not be the judge. Because it is not our call. Okay? It's only God's call. Okay? To judge people. It is not in our part to judge people when they are suffering. In fact, diba? Let's just pray for them. Okay, that the grace of God, okay, would come upon them and that they will be fully restored. Okay, at first, Job faced these calamities with amazing submission, amazing character, okay, with all integrity. But then, na-prolong kasi yung suffering niya. Okay, months passed by. Okay, days passed by, weeks passed by. Okay, and amazing talaga yung reaction ni Job, diba? He didn't blame God. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. And yung sabi niya, blessed be the name of the Lord. Shall we receive good at the hand of the Lord and shall we not receive evil? So, ganun yung expression niya. Okay, but then as the misery drag on, okay, hanggang sa tumagal na lang tumagal, Job actually wavered in his confidence, okay, that God was for him. Job can't seem to find the hand of God in all of this. Diba, Lord, nasan ka na? Hindi na kita makita. Okay, he can see no reason for his trouble. He didn't know what to do. Okay, and whatever it is he tried to do, it was never successful. He could not see any way out of his trouble. Okay, and in defending himself against the bad theology of his three friends, all right, nung nagsalita na sila, he said things about God that were not true. Okay? Meron siya mga bagay na sinabi na hindi totoo tungkol sa Panginoon and begin to insist on his own righteousness at the expense of God's justice. Di ba? Parang ngayon, parang may somehow entitlement na si Job. Okay? I don't deserve this. I deserve better. Okay? Job justified that he doesn't deserve the suffering. Okay? In fact, sabi sa Job 13:23-24, okay, it says here, okay, how many are my iniquities and my sins? Okay, this is now Job speaking. Make known my transgression and my sin. Okay, how do you hide your face and count me as your enemies? Lord, faithful ako. Diba? I've done everything that you've told me to do, blameless and upright. Why are you now treating me as your enemy? Okay, Job could only think that God was ignoring his faithfulness and treating him as an enemy. Job was demanding as an explanation. Diba? Kasi yung mga explanation ng mga kaibigan niya, they're all wrong, the three friends. Now he's asking God, Lord, diba, what is the reason for my suffering? Diba, halimbawa nagkalagnat ka, would you want to find the reason kung bakit ka nilalagnat? Siyempre. Alright, but in this case, diba, Job can't seem to find the reason why he's suffering. He said this, Lord, I'm upright. I'm blameless. Alright? And then the sense of entitlement came. Lord, nagbabasa naman ako ng Bible. Lord, nagpupunta naman ako ng victory group. Nagli-lead nga ako ng victory group. Ang dami kong dadalhin sa victory weekend sa November 22 to 23. Diba? But now, there is a sense of entitlement. Lord, I've been faithful to you. Diba? Why now I am suffering? Diba? Bakit nangyari to? And all of us have a tendency to equate the favor of God with what we do. Lord, magaling naman ako. Lord, nagpe-pray naman ako. Ma-attend ako ng service 9-11, 3-5-7, including the cinema. Diba? So, but then, diba, kapag nag-suffer na tayo, diba, Lord, why? Diba, ang galing-galing ko, ginagawa ko naman lahat. As if really saying that, Lord, I know better than you. Ako na lang sana yung God, hindi ikaw. Diba? Why me? Really, the question is, why not you? Tama po ba? Diba, we always ask the question, why me? Why not you? Diba? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Mukha ba may exempt yan sa suffering? Diba? Mukha mabait naman. But no one is exempted. Diba? Why not me? Why not us? Okay, and according to Elihu, there is another friend. Okay, a young man who is also a friend of Job waited for the three elderly friends to finish their speeches before he spoke. And according to Elihu, he's another friend. Okay, apart from the three, God is using his suffering. Okay, to mold and train Job because he allowed himself to be proud and this is God's way of molding him. You know, this is so interesting. Yes, Job sees himself as an upright, blameless, but you know, when God looks at him, okay, God is not yet through with him. Hindi pa tapos si Lord sa buhay niya. God could still do something about his character. God could do something still about his faith. God could still reveal himself to Job in a greater way. That's why Job is suffering. But Job didn't know that. Hindi niya alam. But God is not yet true with him. Okay, Job 32:1-2 says, so these three men stopped answering Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. Alright, but Elihu, son of Barakel, the Buzite of the family of Ram, became very angry with Job, for Job was justifying himself rather than God. Okay, Elihu's approach to Job's suffering was different. Okay, from the three friends. Kasi sabi nung tatlong magkaibigan, kaya ka nagsasuffer dahil sa kasalanan mo. Alright? But the premise of Elihu is that because of the prolonged pain and suffering right now, medyo bumigay ka. Na-reveal talaga yung tunay na character mo kung ano yung idinideal sa'yo ni Lord. And you know what? And that is very true. Do you know why we are being tested? Sabi rin ni Pastor Mike, because it reveals the real you. Diba, malalaman talaga kung sino tayo sa loob natin kapag nag-suffer na tayo. What's your character? Kapag when you're faced with suffering, you know, meron sa kasabihan, ano? Okay, the only way for the aroma of a tea to come out is kapag bubuhusan mo siya ng mainit na tubig. Tama po ba? The only way you would be able to appreciate the aroma and the taste of a tea is you're going to pour hot water. Kapag binuhusan ka ng mainit na tubig, ano mangyayari sa'yo? Papasok ka, syempre, di ba? Okay, but what would come out? What would come out? Okay, in the midst of suffering, kapag inamoy ka ni Lord, anong maamoy niya? Would it be an aroma pleasing to the Lord or would it be a stench of anger, rage, or bitterness? Di ba, kapag binuhusan ka ng mainit na tubig, when you are in the midst of suffering, di ba, ano kaya yung maaamoy sa'yo ni Lord? Okay, and this is the perspective of Elihu. And God is using our suffering, okay, to grow us, to develop us, and to mature us. It is improvement by affliction. Right? Improvement by affliction. There is no other way for us to improve in our character, okay, in our faith, than for us to be afflicted. Suffering grows and matures us. Okay? That's one of the reasons. Hindi to alam ni Job, right? Kaya wag kayo maingay. Secret natin to. Okay? Okay, suffering grows and matures us. In times of suffering, we ask God, di ba, Lord? Di ba, instead of asking question, Lord, what are you actually teaching me? Kasi mahirap tayong matuto. Di ba, it's so hard for us, okay, to grow. Okay, what character trait are you developing in my life right now? Lord, I am believing for patience and I want it right now. Patience. Di ba? So, tanungin natin si Lord, when you are suffering, it's there to grow and mature you. Ask God, Lord, ano ba kailangan ko matutunan? What do I need to learn? Because God is far more concerned about our growth than our comfort. Okay, God is far more concerned about our growth than our comfort, but then we tend to do the opposite. Okay, mas gusto natin, ako gusto ko syempre ng komportabling buhay. Diba, ayoko ng suffering. Okay? But then, suffering comes to all. And why? Because suffering grows and matures us. Question is, what is one thing in your life that if God were to take away would make you feel that your life is no longer worth living? Okay? Anong bagay sa buhay mo? Okay, na kung kukunin ni Lord, masasabi mong wala nang kabuluhan ang buhay mo. Okay, what is that one thing? Okay? If you're able to identify that and it is not God, then that is your idol. Okay? That's why suffering reveals what is most valuable to you. Diba? If it would not make you better, it would make you bitter. That means you're holding on more on that thing than you're holding on more than God. It reveals what is most valuable in your life. Diba? Halimbawa, nawalan ka ng cellphone. Dahil nawalan ka ng cellphone, hindi ka na mapunta ng church. Diba? Kasi hindi ka na makapag-internet, makapag-Facebook. Then that reveals that your cellphone is more valuable than God. But if it makes you better, okay, then good. But it makes you bitter. Okay? It reveals what is most valuable in us. That's why suffering does not actually rob us of our joy. Idolatry does. Okay? Suffering does not rob us of our joy. Idolatry does. Diba? Bakit? Diba ano? Alright, nawalan ka ng isang bagay. That's important to you. Think about it. It could even be a child, your mom, your dad. Properties, business, career. Right? If God would to take that away from you, would you still be here? Because suffering is defined as something that is lost to you. Something that is so valuable to you na tinanggal sa buhay mo, kaya ka nagsasuffer. That's why it produces pain and misery. Alright? But then kapag tinanggalin ni Lord, diba? Kakakapit ka pa ba sa Panginoon? Will you still be here? Would you still have faith? Will you still trust God? That's why suffering does not rob us of our joy. Idolatry does. Okay, can we truly love God? Okay, for who He is and not for what He does. Diba? Maaari kaya nating mahalin ang Panginoon just for who He is, not for what He can and will do in our lives. Why? For God loves us. Not for what we can do for Him, but simply because of who we are. Paano nangyari yan? Right there on the cross. Diba? Anong nakuha ng Panginoon? Ano napala ng Panginoon? Okay, ano pong napala ni Jesus when He died on the cross? Nothing. Wala. But in spite of that, He died on the cross anyway. Why? Because He loves us anyway. He values us, not because of what we can do for God, but it's simply because for who we are, a sinner. Okay, but in spite of that, God loves us anyway. That's why suffering grows and matures. James 1:2-4 says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, okay, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." That's why there is suffering, so that we would grow and mature. Not only that, suffering helps us know God better. Okay, suffering draws us very near to God. There is nothing like suffering to show us how much not we are in control, but how much we need God. Okay, ano po yung ginagawa ng suffering? Diba? It brings us to the ends of our ability so that we will be able to understand, okay, God, kailangan kita. When disaster hits, kahit gaano ka kayaman, or kahit gaano ka kahirap, alright, when disaster hits, we're all just equal. I mean, you still have to go to a center to get housing and food from other people whom you do not know. Okay, when disaster strikes, all of us, we are on the same plane. And that's what suffering does. Na ang kakapitan mo na lang, Lord, ikaw lang talaga yung kakapitan ko. That's why suffering helps us know God better. Psalm 73:25-26 says, "Whom have I in heaven but you and earth? And there is nothing on earth, okay, that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Paano natin masasabi to? Kapag wala na tayong ibang pinanghahawakan, kundi si Lord lang. Okay, because we will fail. Our heart and our flesh, they will fail. Okay, but if we would look unto God, "Lord, you are my strength, you are my heart, and you are my portion forever." Not only that, and this is what I like. Suffering will make us Christ-like. Suffering will make us Christ-like. Okay? Philippians 3:10, "That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and may share His suffering." Who would want to share in the suffering? Okay, yet Paul, okay, said, "I want to know Him." Gusto kong makilala ang Panginoon. Okay? The power of His resurrection. Not only the power of His resurrection, not of what it can do for me, but I want to share in His suffering. Why? Because I want to become like Him in His death. Why are we suffering? Because God wants us to become Christ-like. Diba? Ganun kakamahal ng Panginoon. Okay, God loves you so much that He wants you to bear the image of His Son. Alright? You gotta understand this, alright? Alam mo kaya ka bakit nagsuffer? Kasi mahal ka ni Lord. Diba? Hindi kanya ginawa na maging katulad ng Diablo. Alright? The very reason why we're suffering right now, because God loves us so much that He wants to bear in us Christ-likeness. Diba? Mahal na mahal ni God si Jesus. At sa pagmamahal sa atin ni God, gusto niya tayo maging katulad rin ni Jesus. Okay? Christ-like. To be like Christ in our attitudes, in our ways, in our character, in our faith, only trusting in God. So in looking to all this, suffering is actually a favor. Hindi nag-agree. Why? Because if you would not suffer, you may not become like Christ and you would be remain as who you are. There will be no improvement. Okay, you would not grow, you would not mature, you would not know God better. Therefore, suffering is actually a favor of God in us. It is a grand announcement. Kapag nagsasuffer ka na, parang merong true. Tawag na. Ta-da-da! Alright, it is a grand announcement of the mercy and the grace and the favor of God in your life. The very reason why you're suffering, because God loves you. God would display His grace. You would not know God the way you have known Him if you would have not suffered. Diba? Alimbawa, may kaibigan ka. Sino yung mga best friends mo? Those people who've actually gone through with you through wars. Nax, wars. Right? Meron akong kaibigan si Lito. Bakit ko siya closest friends? Kasi we went to Afghanistan. We've been through bomb threats and death threats. We've been through city riots and all that. Parang mista. Alright? Kapag may lakad kami, nung wala pa kaming kotse, hatid niya kami hanggang bahay. Kasi close kami. Why? Because we've been through wars. We've been to Afghanistan. We've received death threats. Okay, we shared the gospel together to an Afghan and we would be able to strategize. Okay, ilayo mo itong isa ako, bahala dito. Because we've been through dangerous times together. That's why, di ba, medyo sangga kami. You know what? The same way with us. He would actually not know God to the extent of His nature and character unless you suffer. Okay? Unless you suffer. So kung nagsasuffer ka ngayon, it is a grand announcement of the favor and the mercy of God in your life. It is a grand announcement of the favor kasi kung hindi ka magsasuffer, di ba, hindi ka mag-grow. Kung hindi ka magsasuffer, you would not know the nature and the character of God. Bakit nagsuffer si Job? Yes, he knew God truly, but when he suffered, he was able to know God fully. Di ba, kilala mo ngayon ang Panginoon ngayon. Pero kapag nagsuffer ka, mas makakilala mo ang Panginoon. That's why suffering, it is a favor. Tanongin mo yung kapatid mo, gusto mo na ba mag-suffer? Gusto mo ng favor? Gusto mo ng bagong revelation of who God is in your life? Then you've got to suffer. Right? Why? Because suffer matures us. Suffer. Yun ang gusto ko ngayon. Okay? Suffer. Okay? Draws us closer to God. Suffering will make us Christ-like. Yes, Job is blameless. He was upright, but God is not yet through with him. May he improve. That's why it is improvement by affliction. Right? Kaya kapag nagsasuffer ka, di ba, hindi mo na Philippians. Diba? Consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kind. How would someone consider suffering and trials as a pure joy? Diba? Hindi mo, parang oxymoron ata yun, diba? Parang antithesis ng joy. Right? Why? Why pure joy? Because you would know God better. Because you would know God in the same way that you have not known Him before when you are suffering. Diba, iba yung revelation, iba yung kapag, diba, nag-suffer ka and you're with God, diba, iba yung relationship na po-forge sa inyo. Okay, in the same way in our lives. Okay, I believe God will make us Christ-like. Okay, there is no better way to improve than affliction. Okay, kung hindi ka pa convinced, diba, why welcome suffering? Because God is sovereign. God is sovereign. What do you mean by sovereign? Sovereign is the supreme authority. Okay? And is in complete control of the universe. Okay, His dominion is total and no one can interfere with His purpose or thwart His plan. Okay, God is sovereign. He is all-powerful. He knows all things. He knows what He is doing in your life. If you are suffering right now and you can't find any reason, probably it is God. And if it's from God, then God must be right. Tama po ba yon? Okay, Job 42:1 and 2. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Okay, walang gustong mangyari ang Panginoon na hindi mangyayari. Okay, why you're suffering? Probably God allowed it. Why God allowed it? God has a purpose. God has a plan. Merong purpose ang Panginoon. Okay, even the devil don't have any say of what will happen to you. Only God does. Alright? Kapag hindi niyo alam yan, makinig kayo sa podcast ni Pastor Mark. Alright, Psalm 121 verse 4. Okay, behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. You feel like God is sleeping, hindi po natutulog ang Panginoon. God is not sleeping. Alright, hindi po natutulog ang Panginoon. Alam niya po kung anong nangyayari sa buhay mo. We may not know what is happening now, but rest assured, things will work out for the good. We don't know when, we don't know how, but it is certain, it will work out for good. You know what? In the midst of suffering, you may not see the hand of God, but we can trust His good heart. Yes. We can trust His nature and His character, that He is good, okay, that He is abounding in mercy, that He is rich in love, that He is actually for you, not against you, that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Yes. That's how good our God is. We can trust Him. We can place our hand in His hand, our life in His hand, because of His boundless grace and infinite mercy. He is in complete control. You know what are we saying here? In the midst of suffering, the key is not to find the reason. but to seek God's revelation of who He is. That is the key. You know what? We have a question. Diba, why? But really the question is, diba, who's with you when you're suffering? We always want to find reason. Diba, nagtatanong tayo, Lord, bakit? It's not a question of why we are suffering. Okay, but in our suffering, who is with us in our suffering? Is it God or are we alone by ourselves? For if God is in that suffering, rest assured, it would work out for good. And maybe you're here, di ba, parang sabihin mo, nagsuffer ka, ang hirap-hirap, gusto mo na mamatay. You know, ba't hindi ka pa namamatay? Mercy ni Lord yun. Gusto pa niya na mas makilala mo sana. If you're here, you don't have a relationship with God. Di ba, parang hirap na hirap ka na, sabihin mo, Lord, gusto ko na mamatay, ba't hindi ka namamatay? Kasi gusto niya makilala mo siya. Gusto niya maligtas ka. Why you are suffering. That's why suffering, okay, draws a lot of people to God. Okay, because sometimes, para magising tayo, at maunawaan natin kung sino ang Panginoon, God would have to improve us by affliction. It is really what God wants to happen in our lives. God wants us to mature. God wants us to know Him better. Okay, God wants us to be like Christ. You know, I got married in 2005, April 28. Tama, honey, di ba? Mas mali pala. No? Sino pinakasalan ko? Di ba? Right. And on the first year of our marriage, no, we were in Afghanistan already at that time. Okay, and my wife got pregnant and we're so excited. You know what? But 2 months later, okay, nawala yung, we had miscarriage, no? I went back here. Okay, my wife got pregnant again. And, diba, man, second time. This is it. But you know what? It was not it. Okay, so we went to another assignment. We went to Kyrgyzstan. Right? And we got pregnant. My wife did, not me. All right? Okay? And at that particular time, di namin alam, Lord, matutuwa ba kami? Or baka may mangyari na naman? Diba? Parang, Lord, diba, we're missionaries. We're giving our lives to you. Diba, we're serving you. Diba, we left the comfort of our home. We are now in a foreign country, sharing the gospel and teaching people about you. And diba, why this? But then it didn't end on the third. Fourth came. Alright? Fourth came. And then the fourth came. And the fourth came and lost again. Right? And actually, on the fourth miscarriage, man, that was really, I have never felt so much fear in my life when I saw my wife bleeding, okay, in our CR, in our home in Kyrgyzstan. And man, that the hospital there, it's like a big CR. Right? So, kasi medyo backward, no? I mean, but when I saw my wife and she was so pale because of a lot of blood, okay, that was lost. But you can't help but really ask God, Lord, diba, why is this happening? But you know what? In the midst of all that, diba? Kapit lang. Kapit lang. Alright? So we went back here, okay, just really for, not really for good. Alis pa rin kami, Pastor Mark. Okay. But then the fifth pregnancy came. Fifth pregnancy lost again. Right? And I think that's just for me. And I could just hear my wife almost every single night just sobbing and crying. Okay, because of what has happening. Right? And that's the time I approached Pastor Mark. Pastor Mark, diba, ba't ganito? I mean, hindi ko alam kung ano nangyayari. I mean, it's just out of our control. We don't really know. Diba, we believe that, man, diba, we're giving our lives to God. I mean, it's just hard to understand. But you know what? In the midst of suffering, we found God. We found God. Okay, and through the Word of God, okay, He gave us promises, okay, that a barren woman will become a happy mother of a child. Happy mother of children. Alright? So on the 6th, we finally had a son. After 6 years. But then not only a son, we have a second one, okay, which is a daughter. Buti na lang kawig sa lahat ng nanay nila. Alright? You see, it would work out. We don't know when. We don't know how. We don't know how long would be the suffering. But you know what? I would not trade those years of just communing with God, of coming to God and relying on God, and just covering through all the pages of the Bible and asking, Lord, what's your promise? What? Diba, ano ba yung sinasabi mo dito? Then finally, we got one. Okay, the barren woman would become a happy mother of children. And if you don't see God, if you don't see the hand of God in your suffering, you can trust His heart. Why? Because God is faithful. He is true to His word. He is true to His promises. Yeah.